this is our KDT we have. It's a computer. It's like a Toughbook laptop that we have here in the front.
Nathaniel Wells, a fire specialist with Station 10 in Parkville, is giving a tour of an ambulance with an extra piece of technology, a mobile hotspot.
Pretty much when we get a call, it comes up on the screen. It's dispatched, and then it tells us what the call is for, where it's at, what the box number is, and it gives us a little bit of additional information on what's going on with the patient or the type of call that we have.
Mobile hotspots, like the ones that allow your laptop to connect to the internet, allow medic units to receive information in real time.
And if new comments come up or there's additional comments that they need to give us from, say, the police or other things, they can send them right to the computer instead of saying it over the air, and we can just read it, and then we know what's going on at the time.
Christian Griffin, the fire department's director of emergency medical services, says officials see the hotspots as a tool to improve service.
Wi-Fi hotspots were put into the medic units to allow the crews to get the reports done quicker. It allows them to receive 911 data from 911 center. They can transmit their patient care reports to the hospital, so the hospital has the ability to receive the report instantaneously.
Wells says that the hotspots also work with their tablets to file reports in the field. Before, they would have to take their reports back to the station and upload them. At times, it would be several hours before hospitals would see patient information if units had been out all day. But that has changed.
So instead of having to be four or five reports backed up, we're able to do them right on the spot at the hospital. And before we even clear to go on the next call, our report's done and it's synced up to the system.
Griffin says paramedics also can use mobile hotspots to transmit information to doctors and nurses while an ambulance is on the way to a hospital.
If we have a patient who has a cardiac condition, we can send that EKG data to the hospitals and have that hospital be ready to receive that patient if they need to have an emergency procedure called a cardiac catheterization.
All of the county's 54 ambulances and 8 mobile units for EMS district officers are equipped with hotspots. Kamenis said the additional money will help keep the system working well. For Specialist Wells, the new technology, which produces typewritten reports, has made a difference in his job.
In terms of probably being able to read it and it being official for maybe court or other things, it's probably a lot better. A lot of times you have a hard time reading the handwriting from before.
I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Parkville for 88.1 WYPR.